So this is AXY versus Home Department number 5, 220, 230, 230, 230 and 240. 5 minutes in all, just going up and up. Ready. Section 14.1 contains a definition of a designated derogation. It includes B, any derogation by the United Kingdom from an article of the Convention, which is designated for the purposes of this Act in an order made by the Secretary of State. It is not necessary to deal with Section 15 as it is concerned with reservations. The derogation order was made on the 15th November 2001. It came into force on the 11th November 2001. It stated that the proposed derogation by the United Kingdom from Article 5.1 of the Convention set out in the schedule to this order is hereby designated for the purposes of the 1998 Act in anticipation of the making by the United Kingdom of the proposed derogation. The schedule referred to the events of the 11th September 2001. It stated that the threat from international terrorism is continuing and mentioned Resolution 1373/2001 of the Security Council requiring all states to take measures to prevent the commission of terrorist attacks, including by denying safe haven to those who finance, lend support or commit terrorist attacks. The order also refers to the fact that there was a terrorist threat to this country from persons suspected of involvement in international terrorism. In addition, the order refers to the fact that as a result of the public emergency, the Act of 2001 contains an extended power to arrest and detain a foreign national where it is intended to remove or deport the person from the United Kingdom, but where removal or deportation is not for the time being possible, with the consequence that the detention would be unlawful under existing domestic law powers. The order goes on to give further details of the provisions of the 2001 Act and refers to the existing powers to detain pending deportation on the ground that a person's presence is not conducive to the public good on national security grounds. Reference is also made to the position in relation to Article 5.1f. The explanatory note to the order refers in particular to the problem which can exist where it is not possible to deport a non-national because the deportation would result in treatment contrary to Article 3. In view of the way that the order is framed, it is self-evident that it is, if it is necessarily discriminatory to treat aliens suspected international terrorists differently from those who are suspected to be in exactly the same position but have the right of abode, then the objective of the order was to permit discrimination. In the 2001 Act, the relevant statutory provisions are contained in Part 4. Part 4 is entitled Immigration and Asylum. The commencement date for Part 4 was the 14th December 2001. The power of the Secretary of State to certify is contained in Section 21 and is in these terms. Suspected International Terrorist Certification 1. The Secretary of State may issue a certificate under this section in respect of a person if the Secretary of State reasonably A. believes that the person's presence in the United Kingdom is a risk to national security and B. suspects that the person is a terrorist. A person who is so certified is referred to as a suspected international terrorist, and terrorism has the meaning given by Section 1 of the Terrorism Act 2000. Section 1 reads, 1. In this Act, terrorism means the use or threat of action where A, the action falls within subsection 2. B, the use or threat is designed to influence the government or to intimidate the public or a section of the public, and C, the use or threat is made for the purposes of advancing a political, religious or ideological cause. The provisions of Section 1.4 show that it can extend to acts which may be aimed at or will affect countries other than the United Kingdom. Section 21 continues, so far as material 2, action falls within this subsection if it A, involves serious violence against a person, B, involves serious damage to property, C, endangers the person's life other than that of the person committing the action, D, creates a serious risk to the health or safety of the public or a section of the public, or E, is designed seriously to interfere with or seriously to disrupt an electronic system. 3. The use or threat of action falling within subsection 2, which involves the use of firearms or explosives, is terrorism, whether or not subsection 1b is satisfied. 4. In this section, A, action includes action outside the United Kingdom. B, a reference to any person or to property, is a reference to any person or to property wherever situated. C, a reference to the public includes a reference to the public of a country other than the United Kingdom. And D, the government means the government of the United Kingdom. of a part of the United Kingdom or of a country other than the United Kingdom. Subsection 2 of Section 22 identifies a series of actions which can be taken in relation to immigrants, from refusing to leave, enter or remain, to taking a decision to make a deportation order, and making a deportation order under Section 5.1. Section 22.1 sets out when these actions can be taken in respect of a suspected terrorist. The subsection is in these terms. 22.1. An action of a kind specified in subsection 2 may be taken in respect of a suspected international terrorist, despite the fact that, whether temporarily or indefinitely, the action cannot result in his removal from the United Kingdom because of A. A point of law which wholly or partly relates to an international agreement, or B. A practical consideration.